This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Chiropractor and Health News and Mental Health channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Abby Kramer, a chiropractor and holistic physician practicing in the Chicagoland area. Her passion is to help her patients live their most vibrant life physically, mentally, and emotionally. She consults also with patients locally and via phone or Skype. Dr. Kramer, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So the CDC estimates that up to 4 million people within the U.S. meet the criteria for chronic fatigue, and up to 85% of sufferers remain undiagnosed. Why is that?
Well, so first, it's important to understand exactly what chronic fatigue is. It's kind of a buzzword really going around the health and wellness community, and a lot of people don't fully understand what it means. So chronic fatigue is characterized by extreme fatigue that cannot be explained by any underlying medical condition. The theories behind chronic fatigue are not really well understood, but various connections have been made to conditions with chronic fatigue, such as stress, chronic infections that haven't been killed off, trauma, and more. But it's more commonly diagnosed in women in their 40s and 50s, and treatment usually consists of managing symptoms. But it's my belief that chronic fatigue is so prevalent and commonly undiagnosed because it's become the norm for people to feel chronically tired. Feeling fatigued all the time isn't normal. We should wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and have enough energy to get through the day and be able to sleep well at night. And so many people are dependent on caffeine products throughout the day. They feel so exhausted by the afternoon and then have problems sleeping on top of it. So to me, so much of the issue with chronic fatigue and low energy in general comes from our lifestyle. When we don't exercise, eat inflammatory diets, and don't take time for self-care, we suffer, and a lot of times that shows up in the form of poor energy. And when people do that for decades, chronic fatigue pops up in their 40s and 50s.
So how can someone know if they are experiencing chronic fatigue? What are the signs here?
Yeah, so common signs and symptoms, and there can be so many, it can express so differently in different people, but common things I see is, first and foremost, it's fatigue that's so severe that it interferes with daily activities. So much like patients that experience depression, it's feeling so low that it affects your daily life. Same thing here with fatigue. So these people, they aren't going out socially because they're too tired. They aren't pursuing their hobbies or passions because they're so tired. They aren't exercising because they're too tired. So it's affecting their daily life. They feel groggy or not rested after sleep. And this is, even if they're sleeping excessively, my chronic fatigue patients, it doesn't matter if they sleep for 12 hours, they still feel tired. So it's like their body doesn't utilize the rest they get. So having sleep troubles as well, having problems falling asleep or staying asleep. Another one is loss of focus, feeling foggy, or memory problems. A lowered immune system, frequent infections. These people will get every cold that comes along. They have a really hard time kicking viruses. They might have swollen or painful lymph nodes. Having random achy joints with no mechanism of injury. So these are people that they just kind of have aches and pains everywhere in their joints and their muscles, and frequent headaches is also common. So an official diagnosis of chronic fatigue requires 6 months of this intense fatigue, plus at least 4 other symptoms, again, for a 6-month period. But I believe that so many people suffer from subclinical chronic fatigue, meaning they experience particularly low energy. They know they could have more energy. They feel tired, but it might not be for a full 6-month period or as severe as I talked about before, but they still have problems with energy.
Quite interesting information there. Now, in your office, Dr. Kramer, how do you treat chronic fatigue?
Yeah, so in my office, I use the model from applied kinesiology called the triad of health. And so the triad of health is represented by a triangle. So there's 3 sides, and in which each side of the triangle represents a facet of our overall health and well-being. So the sides of the triad of health are, first, structural or physical health, biochemical or our physiology, and mentally emotional or emotions and stress. So in my office, no matter what a patient comes in for, whether it's chronic fatigue or low back pain or chronic headaches or IBS, I consider the whole of the triad of health in treating them. So for example, with a chronic fatigue patient, looking at their physical body, I am a chiropractor, so I do chiropractic manipulations, which could help with the muscle stiffness, joint tenderness, improve focus, that kind of thing. Physiologically, with their biochemistry, here I'm looking really, really intensely at their diet. I'm looking for particular food triggers that may be hard for their body to process, that could be spiking inflammatory reactions. I'm looking at their gut health, their symptoms there, you know, restoring proper balance in the gut bacteria, the microbiome is so important in killing chronic infections, which may have been there for a really long time, is very common. And I'm also looking at their symptoms, which oftentimes point to adrenal fatigue. And now that's a whole nother interview, but adrenal fatigue can certainly be an underlying cause of low overall energy. And so here I'm working with diet and prescribing proper supplementation as needed. And then finally, with emotions and stress, many, many times, the vast majority of the time, I find with patients, around the time they started experiencing symptoms, they were also experiencing significant stress in their life, whether it be professionally or personally. So a huge part of my practice is I incorporate some mind-body stress relief techniques into my work with my patients to help them relieve emotional stressors, which helps clear resistance to what is currently expressing in their health and their symptoms and what they're desiring.
Today, we are speaking with Dr. Abby Kramer, a chiropractor and holistic physician practicing in the Chicagoland area here on eHealth Radio's Chiropractor and Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kramer, what are some recommendations you can make for our listeners to have more energy throughout the day? Obviously, with more energy, we can certainly be more productive and feel much better.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the first thing for sure is shifting the diet. What we eat and the fuel we put on our body absolutely affects our health and wellness. So the five things I recommend all my patients avoid across the board is processed sugar, wheat, corn, soy, and dairy. And I won't go into real specifics here, but the bottom line between all of those is because of inflammation. And we want to lower the amount of inflammation in the body so it can heal. And I recommend that they eat good quality protein, veggies, fruits, and healthy fats. So really just eating clean and nothing processed, and to eat frequently. We've got to stabilize blood sugar levels in order for energy to be stable. So with my chronic fatigue people or people that tend towards low energy, at least initially, I'm usually recommending that every 2 or 3 hours they have something, even if it's a little snack. And then supplements as well. So some really basic supplement recommendations I can make is at least 5,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, a great quality probiotic for gut health, and some adrenal support as well. And there's a million different things you could take to support the adrenal glands, but stuff like a methylated B vitamin complex can be great to help the adrenal pathways run. Vitamin C is really important for adrenal support. And there's great herbals out there like ashwagandha, licorice root, holy basil, stuff like that can be very supportive of the adrenal glands, which are glands that respond to stress. Now, that being said, there's the importance of finding a practitioner to help guide you through the process because there's so much out there. And a huge tool I use in my practice is manual muscle testing, which that allows you to test the specificity of what product someone needs, the concentration and duration that they should be taking it. And then finally, I recommend that people practice regular stress relief. With people that experience fatigue, oftentimes their body is so tired, it's trying to tell them that they need rest. So they need that balance in their life. So exercise can do that for people. Journaling can be very therapeutic. Starting a meditation practice, and that doesn't mean you need to be woo-woo. That can mean focusing on your breath for 2 minutes a day to help yourself calm down. And practicing self-care, so really taking the time to schedule that self-care is so important.
Good stuff there. And what do you think can be done on a larger scale to help reduce the occurrence of chronic fatigue in our society today?
Yeah, well, the main issue, I think, is just how our society views health and wellness and healthcare overall. You know, we're really, our society is focused on a sick care model versus a well care model. So people are used to seeking out medical care only when there's trauma or pain, not for overall wellness. And so I believe we're too focused on symptoms versus the root cause of those symptoms. So a perfect example is someone that experiences chronic headaches. You know, you can take an Advil and maybe that makes the headache go away, but it makes the pain go away, but it's not really getting at why the headache is happening in the first place. So that's where holistic physicians really focus. And it's important for people to understand that symptoms, any symptom, chronic fatigue included, symptoms are the language our body uses to communicate with us. So symptoms are there to tell us that there's an imbalance. So we need to be in the mindset of proactively looking at our health, you know, saying that, okay, this symptom is happening. What am I going to do about this? How am I going to get to the bottom line of why this is expressing? And so a lot of people with chronic fatigue have felt tired for decades, but they finally land, you know, in my office or in another practitioner's office in their 50s because they're fed up with it. So, and I see a lot of 25-year-olds that aren't functioning well because they're so tired. So it's my job or any practitioner to be the interpreter of what those symptoms are getting at and help people get back to feeling their vibrant nature, which is how we all should feel. So I always encourage people to don't take your symptoms as normal. A lot of people just say, oh, I always feel tired. That's just how I roll. And that's just not true. So most people don't really understand how good their body can feel if they address the root cause of the issues.
Well, Dr. Kramer, we again appreciate not only your time, but this very helpful information on how to combat against chronic fatigue and bringing focus to the importance of it as well. Thanks so much. Where can our listeners get more information on you and your practice?
Yeah, so people can check out my website and blog. It's drabbykramer.com. That's drabbykramer.com. And on there, there's all my information. I have a great lifestyle download that talks about a lot of things we talked about today for free for people that sign up for my emails. And I have regular blog posts with great tips and tricks on health and wellness that people can access on a weekly basis.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Kramer, thanks again for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have yourself a prosperous and healthy 2017 ahead.
You as well. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Abby Kramer, a chiropractor and holistic physician that practices in the Chicagoland area. Her passion is to help her patients live their most vibrant life physically, mentally, and emotionally. She also consults with patients not only locally, but via phone or Skype. And for more information and for contact, simply visit drabbykramer.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Chiropractor Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.